State leaders that represent the Salton Sea are unhappy about how long it is taking to implement a plan to preserve the shrinking body of water. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports from a hearing last night.
Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia wants the same kind of action taken on restoring the Salton Sea as the Oroville spillway crisis had in 2017. After the spillway eroded, millions of dollars were quickly allotted to fix the dam. A 10-year plan to restore California's largest lake began last year. Garcia and others said at an oversight meeting in Sacramento that the project is behind schedule.
We have a serious public health situation out there that merits us to put a little more pressure on our state agencies that are overseeing the project.
Dust from the drying lake is blown into communities nearby where childhood asthma rates are among the worst in the state. Efforts to restore the lake have been ongoing for decades. The lake continued to dry since San Diego's Regional Water Agency stopped supplying flows to the lake earlier this year. The first phase has about $80 million of the $410 million needed to build ponds and pipelines around the lake to control dust and to restore bird habitats. Ted Frink with the Department of Water Resources says additional staff is needed
to be able to make sure that we can actually design and implement actions and get it back on track.
If Proposition 68, which is on the November ballot, passes, it could add $200 million to preserve the shrinking sea. The meeting ended with direction to the agencies involved to come back in June with a plan to get the project back on course. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.